thank you once again for joining the Fosgenics Quarterly Shareholders Update. I will now hand you to our presenter for this morning, Dr. Ross Murdoch. Thank you, Dr. Ross. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, shareholders, and welcome to the second of our quarterly shareholder conference calls. My aim is to try and make these as productive and useful as possible for shareholders, and to make sure that we're doing this, I personally spoke to a number of the shareholders after our last call. Overwhelmingly, they told me that they found this forum very useful, but they would prefer me to provide a summary of the newsletter and then move to questions rather than go through the newsletter entirely. This seems a very logical change, and therefore I've shortened my initial comments today, and we'll move to questions after that. So let me start with some highlights. This quarter, we've focused on strengthening the key fundamentals of the company, the aim being to ensure that we generate value for shareholders and, just as importantly, valuating news flow. Although the market valuation doesn't reflect it as yet, I believe we're getting there, and we are now in a position for the news flow to begin. As shown in the newsletter, we made three key announcements this quarter. In the human business, we signed a development agreement with Tessa Labtec to further develop our TPM oxymorphone patch. Our animal business initiated the animal health program and began the feed efficiency trial with weaner pigs. And from the corporate perspective, we made significant changes to our focus, structure, and workforce to reduce our R&D expenditure, refine our focus, and increase our financial runway. I'd like to expand on this last point first. Since joining Fosgenics, I've mandated that the company become more business-focused and only pursue opportunities on the basis of a strong business case with returns in the short to medium term. This has led us away from early research as their value-adding milestones typically fall outside the fundable future. I'm not discounting that we may come back to these assets when the time is right, but I definitely believe that this should not be our focus today. Although we will not be advancing our earlier programs, I can say that we are at present in active discussion with several partners to partner some of these programs moving forward. The move away from early research has resulted in us becoming a leaner company with the ability to extend our financial runway well into 2017. This provides more time to extract shareholder value in all of our businesses and time to negotiate with partners. Having been on the other side of the fence, I can assure you that having a relatively long runway is extremely valuable when you're in the process of deal making. Large companies will take advantage of smaller ones if they know those smaller ones have time pressures by the need to capital raise. I believe that focusing on our advanced assets and delaying the need for more capital is the best strategy for shareholders. It's our intention to remain lean and look to outsource if and when additional skills are required. Human health historically has carried the bulk of shareholder expectation and interest. This business is now focused on delivering three key assets: the TPM oxycodone local delivery patch, the TP oxymorphone systemic delivery patch, and the TP injectable with our partner Mylan. Whilst the future is never certain, we are confident that if successful, each should be in high demand and deliver great value. So just to give you a brief update on each of these, the recruitment into our Phase 2A clinical trial with the TPM oxycodone patch in PHN patients is progressing well. We believe we're now in the final stretch with only 4 of the 28 patients remaining to be recruited, and we have a number of subjects progressing through pre-screening. As a reminder, at the end of the day, the trial requires a minimum of 22 patients to be evaluable. Assuming no unforeseen impediments, we are targeting recruitment to finish this quarter and preliminary results are expected soon after, hopefully by the end of the year or early in quarter one. This is an important trial for Fosgenics, as successful results will not only provide the clinical proof of concept to support the program moving forward, but also provide that ever-important proof of concept data for interested potential partners. Ultimately, of course, their level of interest will pivot on the strength of the data. As we announced, the program to further develop the TPM oxymorphone patch began in earnest this quarter. After assessing multiple potential partners, we selected Tessa Labtec as our partner. This was based on their skills, their proposed solutions, and their previous experience with the oxycodone patch. At present, it's difficult to predict the sort of development program that will be needed after the reformulation is complete, as this will depend on the scope of the changes required. We can predict, however, that some further toxicity and pharmacokinetic trials will be needed before the product will be ready to move towards an IND. The third project in the human business is our collaboration with Mylan. This focuses on the development of a TPM injectable. We've not really given this project as much airplay as other projects, primarily due to the contractual obligations, which include not identifying which antibiotic is the subject of the agreement. I can say, however, that this is progressing well, and we expect it to be ready to file for regulatory review in the near future. I will update the market when we have more information. I'd now like to shift businesses and tell you a little bit about the animal health business. This business hit a major milestone in September with the initiation of the Weaner Pig Feed Efficiency Trial. The trial assesses TPM's effect on feed efficiency and a number of secondary endpoints and will complete this year. As this is the first trial we have done in this area, it will provide us with important information on which to build our future trials. A subsequent trial in older and larger grower finisher pigs is already being developed and is anticipated to begin shortly after the conclusion of the Weaner study. The study protocol will assess a number of endpoints including feed efficiency and meat quality. The initial animal health program has been designed as a multi-phase, multi-species program planned to run through 2015 and 16, and has been designed using expert input from both potential partners and external industry experts. The expectation is that if the program is successful, it should encourage and enable the option of commercial partnering in the short to medium term. I would like now to give you a quick update on our operations and production business. During this quarter, the business has really had two clear goals. The first is supplying the product required for our existing partners, and the second is the expansion of our manufacturing capabilities to meet the anticipated growth in demand for the future. Planning for expansion is well underway, and we see it as not only providing the opportunity for increased capacity leading to increased revenues, but also potential for improving margins due to lower cost of goods. The expanded capacity is planned to come online at the beginning of third quarter 2016. We're also continuing to explore several broad opportunities to expand our bulk business through collaborations with new and existing partners, and are continuing to discuss the option of the sale of BioElixir. The topic of publications remains a major interest for many shareholders, and I'm pleased to report that we are on track to submit more